This is Dairy Radio Now.
Is there such a thing as dairy-free butter? Well, of course not. According to the American Butter Institute, they're taking action against a manufacturer who is marketing butter as dairy-free. Well, that can be confusing to the consumer. Joining us with more is National Milk's Chris Galen. And Chris, can you fill us in on what this is all about?
Sure. Well, National Milk manages the American Butter Institute, and in fact, I'm the executive director of ABI. And one of the things we look out for is the integrity of butter labeling in the U.S. marketplace. And there's been really just an egregious affront to butter makers with the introduction recently of a product called dairy-free butter, either salted or unsalted. It calls itself dairy-free butter. This is sold by a company called Country Crock. And as we've told the Food and Drug Administration, this may be a crock from the country, but it's certainly not real butter. And so we've asked the federal government to intervene and to tell Country Crock that it cannot sell a product called dairy-free butter, because that is a total oxymoron. If you're going to have butter, regulations and actually laws passed by Congress define it as a product coming from an animal made from cream. You can't have plant-based butter. That's just a non-starter for us.
We've discussed the federal standards of identity in the past, and these manufacturers that offer these products without dairy ingredients really try to confuse the consumer, don't they?
Absolutely. And that's why we've seen other examples like this in recent years, vegan butter, plant-based butter. In fact, Country Crock about 5-6 years ago was marketing itself as plant-based butter. And that also prompted a letter from us because, again, that is an oxymoron. If it's plant-based, it cannot be butter. It can be a vegetable spread. It can be margarine if it meets certain standards. But the irony here with this Country Crock product is that it doesn't even meet the threshold bill to be considered margarine. It can only call itself plant-based spread. And if you look at the front of the package in very small print, it does say that it is 79% plant-based oil spread. So it does admit that it is something other than butter, but you have to look at the very fine print. The much larger part of the label, it calls itself dairy-free salted butter. And that's what we're asking the FDA to go after. We don't want the product necessarily to completely disappear from the marketplace, but if it is going to be in the marketplace, it has to play by the existing rules that define what is and what is not real butter.
So the letter has been sent. Where do you see this ending up with a new administration?
Well, we are actually hoping that under the Trump administration generally, and specifically under the leadership of Robert Kennedy Jr. at the Department of Health and Human Services, this MAHA Commission, Making America Healthy Again, there's a lot more interest in whole foods, more natural foods, fewer chemicals, fewer products with lengthy ingredient lists, fewer products that have seed oils. And guess what? I've just described what this Country Crock product is. It's an ultra-processed seed oil concoction. And so we're hoping then that the powers that be at the Food and Drug Administration take a look at this and say, you know, this would be a good example to make of a company that is playing fast and loose with regulations, with labeling laws. It's trying to pass off a seed oil product as real dairy. And this is something that the FDA should make an example of.
So if they change the name from dairy-free butter to ultra-processed seed oil concoction, that would be acceptable?
That would be a win-win because from the butter maker standpoint, who I represent, that would be a victory. But honestly, it would be good for consumers as well because then they don't have to have their reading glasses when they go shopping to look at the 4-point font that does say that it's a plant-based oil spread when the 20-point font on the label, when the much larger font on the package says that it is dairy-free butter. That's what we're trying to fix.
Well, thanks for the update, Chris. Chris Galen, Senior VP of Member Services and Governance with the National Milk Producers Federation and also Executive Director of the American Butter Institute. Find more at nmpf.org.